the breakdown of a ferry making its regular run between Skagway and Bellingham may have big impacts on Southeast communities. And Haynes Children will stage a musical adaptation of Jack and the Beanstalk this weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. As of Thursday afternoon, the cause of the ferry Columbia's engine troubles was still unknown, but technicians from Texas were expected to arrive later in the day to inspect the vessel and give a better estimate of how long the ferry will be out of commission. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The ferry is already a day and a half behind schedule and still needs to make the run to Bellingham, Washington, so the regular trip to Haynes and Skagway on Monday is not happening. The regular stop from the Columbia in Haynes and Skagway sees a lot of bigger vehicles. There are only two ferries that stop in the two Upper Lynn Canal communities that can accommodate larger RVs and trailers. The Matanuska is the other one. For Haynes Hitch Up RV Park owner Fred Bredauer, the delays mean a big cut to his seasonal business.
We're getting some cancellations already from folks that are not going to be able to make the trip. You know, we're going to have to see if the ferry system puts another boat on. If they don't put another boat on, then I think we're probably going to see, I would say, a 20% knockoff of traffic for the next couple months.
Jeremy Woodrow is the spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Transportation. He says finding another vessel to pinch hit immediately is unlikely.
It does happen from time to time, and one of the unfortunate parts is the way that the current summer schedule is, due to budget reductions, we don't have as many ships running, so we don't have the availability to take another ship, change its routes, and accommodate passengers that might be displaced by the Columbia's outage.
Right now, there are almost 200 displaced passengers in Petersburg. Woodrow says they'll know more about the schedule after the experts investigate the cause and find a fix for the 42-year-old ferry. For RV park owner Bredauer, he says they're already down business because of a scaled-back ferry schedule.
The reduced schedules, we've only got a couple days a week, like I mentioned, that we can, any size of an RV can get back and forth between here to Skagway. So it's affecting the traffic between here and Skagway, and it's also affecting the folks that have got reservations going to Bellingham.
While it's never a good time for a ferry breakdown, for Haynes, this timing couldn't get much worse. Jessica Edwards is the director of the Southeast Alaska State Fair. The huge event starts next Thursday and runs through Sunday. It brings in visitors from around the state, the Yukon, and beyond. Edwards says while some vendors and special guests will arrive early next week, the biggest impact will happen if the ferry still isn't running the Monday after the fair. That's when all the bands are supposed to depart Haynes to make connecting flights.
We have 18 people who are scheduled to leave on that late-night ferry. That gets into Juneau around 3 or 4 in the morning, and they had connecting flights then on early Tuesday. And so when that boat canceled or, you know, due to the mechanical, those vans had to take the next departure from Haynes, which was Sunday night, which means we're scrambling to try to find donated housing in Juneau for 18 people for two nights, which was, it's quite an impact.
Subbing in the fair weather next Monday could be an option, though DOT's Woodrow says they'll have to just wait and see. Because the problem is yet to be diagnosed, it's not clear when the Columbia will be up and running again. Find updates at ferryalaska.com. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.
With appointments booking weeks out, two new dental providers joined the Haynes search team. Recently, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium announced the arrival of Dr. Raymond Reeves and dental therapist Summer Lynch. They'll join Dr. Lucia Nascimento at the organization's newly opened Haynes Health Center Dental Clinic. Reeves, a general dentist, was born and raised in Anchorage, while Lynch is a lifelong Haynes resident. As a dental therapist, Lynch can perform some dental procedures. According to a release from Search, having just one permanent dentist until now has been challenging. Search continually sent dentists and dental specialists to Haines on a rotating basis to cover the caseload. The release went on to say that dental needs in Haines have continued to grow, creating the need for the larger dental clinic and more providers. Having both of those in place allows for more flexibility and convenience for Search dental patients when scheduling appointments. More than 30 Haines children will take the stage this weekend in the goofy musical Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum by Vera Morris. As you might be able to guess, the play features a scary giant, a boy named Jack, and a magical beanstalk.
Well, the play is called Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, and it is a version of Jack and the Beanstalk.
That's Lynn Canal Community Players Summer Youth Theater Conservatory Director Stanley Coleman. He says he chose this musical for its humor and fun.
And these shows that we pick usually have some very important messages for children.
Eli Asper plays Jack, the boy who trades a cow for magic beans. When he reaches the top of the beanstalk, he meets the giant's servants in a castle in the clouds.
Well, they don't really like the giant, but they have to work for him.
I'm Matilda. I am 11 years old, and I am the housekeeper.
I'm Hayden Jimenez. I am 9 years old, and I play the cook.
My character is one of the giant's workers. She has always wanted a boy of her very own, and when Jack comes along, she kind of took the advantage of him being a small boy without his mother.
I've always wanted a boy of my very own. We'll play checkers. Oh!
I can't breathe.
A boy of my very own!
When Jack arrives at the castle, he's not only smothered by the housekeeper, but also force-fed a strange concoction the cook whips up for the giant's dinners. Jimenez says it's called Wiggle Waggle.
Large fish's head wrapped in spider web and peanut butter, a pound of peanut butter and an ounce of bacon fat.
An ounce of bacon fat,
After Jack's Wiggle Waggle dinner, everyone is sent scurrying when the giant arrives.
I smell the blood of an Englishman!
Clover Sinaco sums up the servant's feelings about the giant.
He's big, mean, smelly, and he smells all so bad.
I'd love to see you on my grill.
So what happens to the giant? Asper, who plays Jack, says his character makes things right. But to find out more, you'll have to see the play. Director Coleman is in his third summer leading the Haines Theater Camp. He says getting to know the kids helps when selecting a play.
That's exactly right. We have some kids who are very talented, especially some talented singers. And so this is our second year trying a musical.
Last year, Coleman and assistant director Bill Winkley directed the musical Noodle Rat Rotten Hat, which was another fairy tale spinoff. Maddox Rogers and Ace Asper are now seasoned performers after acting in Noodle Rat and Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum.
It's just doing it. It's just being there, doing something, having people clap. I mean, you're just there. You know, they're looking at you right now.
It's just having fun, I think. So it's kind of hard, but I can handle it.
You can check out the musical Friday or Saturday at 7 p.m. in the Chilcat Center. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.